Free FM.
Here you can be free.
Penn Jillette.
Yeah, this is Penn Jillette here in Las Vegas. On Free FM here on CBS, and here with Michael Goudeau. We're in Las Vegas. There's an echo on my. I got to take my headphones off. We got an echo on. That's okay. We're going to take calls. We're going to fix the echo in no time. We're going to be able to take calls at 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. You know, Goudeau, we are being hoisted by our own petard. Our own competence has made things difficult for us. You know, the big stories today are the flag burning, which we covered, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And pretty much said it wasn't going to go through. Did that. Done that. So we can't really talk about this, but there will be no flag-burning amendment this time. That's terrific.
That's good.
We also said on this show there shouldn't be. Everything's fine and dandy. What was the other thing we covered? Secondhand smoke.
Yeah.
We talked about that. Of course, they're now saying, the Surgeon General's new report now says that if you walk near a room with secondhand smoke, you're going to get very, very sick.
You know, a lot of people wrote about that.
Yeah.
Saying, you know, you guys were wrong. But that's not what we talked about. I don't think the science is any surprise to us at all. It was all a free speech issue, really.
A freedom issue.
Yeah.
Not free speech issue. I think the question is it the government's job to decide what individuals do with their health?
Sure. We're not outlawing cars, and we're pretty clear people are dying in them.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And we're pretty clear that
we didn't need another study, did we?
The exhaust from cars is much worse than secondhand smoke. You lock yourself in a small casino with a bunch of cars running, you're in a lot more trouble. A lot more trouble than that. So, yes, you know,
you
I
did that once, didn't you?
What's that? Yes, I did. I did. I did once. I did once go to sleep with my car running in the garage.
How did you get out of your car with it running? That's the big question.
I believe I was talking on the phone, and I had a big old Bronco, and my garage is right under my bedroom. And I got out of the car, and I was very, very distracted, as I often am. I was talking on the phone, doing other things, and I left the car running, and I went to bed. And I woke up in the middle of the night, and I had my throat was all scratchy, and I was dizzy, you know? And I went, it's that weird smell. Then I went back to bed. And then I woke up a little while later, and I was all woozy and out of my mind, and I went back to bed. And then I got up and went, I wonder what that smell is all over the place. And I went and touched the doorknob to my garage. And it burnt my hand. And the whole thing was just full of smoke. And I was thinking, you know, I came very close to dying. And I was thinking about my friends arguing, going, no, no, it was suicide. He's not that stupid. And my other friends going, oh, he's that stupid. Oh, he's that stupid. But, yeah, so that was the time that I almost committed accidental suicide. But the big subjects, you know, secondhand smoke and the flag-burning amendment, we've already covered. And I do want to say that I believe that I was very skeptical of the science behind secondhand smoke. I'm still a little skeptical, but it's certainly going in that direction. But our argument, especially on Bull's hit and on this show right here, the Penn Jillette show, our argument has always been, our argument many times on this show is just because it's a good idea does not mean the government should do it. Just because it's a good idea does not mean the government should do it. It may be a great idea to give people health care in terms of charity. That doesn't mean it's the government's job. The government screws up everything. I would much rather tithe, you know, pay 10% of my income to Bill Gates and let him take care of stuff than give it to the incompetent government. But anyway, we can't cover a lot of that because we already have. 866-570-PEN, 736.
So what are our big stories
today? I saw this little story, which really, you know, the other day, Jonesy.
You have a tiny piece of paper.
Tiny
in your
piece
head.
Of paper.
We're going to do an hour radio show of that tiny, like, 2-inch column you've torn out of, like.
It's
on shiny paper, which means you've taken it out of some showbiz magazine.
Yeah.
It's not even real news.
Yeah, it's about the size of a fortune cookie.
You're dead.
I want to talk about tattoos. I'm going to read everything that's on this piece
Someone
of paper.
Please call in and give us some news.
About 36% of Americans aged 18 to 29 have at least one tattoo. One in three of that age group has a body piercing, and 48% have either a tattoo or a piercing. This is not some showbiz magazine. This will be Associated Press.
See that? Yeah, the Associated Press. Ooh.
Yeah, exactly. And the first three letters of the Associated Press tell you everything you need to know. About 36%. What I thought we could talk
are
about.
Are earrings too. Included in that?
It says any sort of body piercing. So I thought that a higher percentage had earrings than that. But, of course, what they want you to do is picture, you know, sexy piercings on this.
Sure.
They just want you to say the word piercing, body piercing. Just the two words together, body piercing, I think is sexy. What I'm interested in, a lot of our listeners have tattoos, you know, Jonesy, who's covered with tattoos, and I were at Starbucks the other day trying to find a person walking in that did not have a tattoo visible, you know. Of course, it's Vegas, so people are dressed rather skimpily.
Also Starbucks.
Yes, Starbucks. And I think I was the only one in the Starbucks that didn't have a tattoo.
He has his boots tattooed on.
Yeah, he has high, up to almost his knee, Doc Martens tattooed on, solid black. When he first got it, he swelled up so much that he was like sick and couldn't walk.
Because
his whole foot is tattooed black. He's like an Indian tribe. But I wondered is if people want to call in and tell us if they have tattoos they regret. Because now that everyone's getting one, you should decide. You might have gotten a tattoo that said, like, you know, what's a, like, you could have gotten a tattoo in, like, 1978 that said Springsteen forever. And then Springsteen started. Yeah, ABBA rules. Something like that. And I have a friend who was meeting his, it's a long story, but long lost a sister. Okay, I won't go into the whole thing of why he didn't know his sister. But he went to see her, and she had Michael tattooed in her arm. And he said, "Who's Michael?" And she said, "Who?" So didn't even remember who she had the tattoo for. The number is 866-570-PEN-7366. That's how you spell PEN on the phone, 7366. 866-570-PEN. This is a new phone number. PENradio@gmail.com, PENradio.com. I would love to have anybody call up that that has tattoos they regret. You know, tattoos that you really regret. Because you always hear that, you know. You always hear parents that are against tattoos that, this will be the rest of your life. You're going to regret it. And I think that someone said they saw a guy in a business suit. A friend of mine said they saw a guy in a business suit in London. In a business suit, you know, with a briefcase and stuff. Had tattooed on his forehead was the anarchy symbol. Maybe he get into that a little bit too early. But I would contend that not many people have a tattoo that they regret, especially since it's mostly gone to like that tribal stuff. But what happens, you know, if you've got a really cool tattoo and then all of a sudden, like someone who's not really cool, like Don Johnson, you know, gets that same tattoo, and then you're stuck with it. You know, you're stuck with it forever.
Don Johnson and I both have that frog on our butt.
Exactly. It would be horrible and humiliating.
I'm looking forward to the body modifications that are, improvements, you know.
Yeah, well,
boost your hearing kind of thing.
I just kind of think that that's what's happening in our cultures. We're getting ready for that. I mean, people that, you know, kids that are 8 years old now and see their older sisters and brothers with their tongues pierced and all that kind of stuff are going to be very willing to get new knees. They're going to be very willing to get their eyeballs filled with, what are they going to do, silicone?
Yeah,
the silicone jelly. And to make the lenses work better and stuff like that. But, let me see. Let's take a phone call from Laura. Let's talk to Laura at 866-570-PEN-7366. What's up, Laura? Is Laura gone away?
She looks like she's still on her.
Hello?
That's the wrong line. Hello, Laura?
Hello?
We have some guy talking to us.
Okay, everything's gone crazy here. Hold on a second. Jack's trying to figure out what's going on here with the phones.
He says Laura's on line three. We'll talk to her there.
Let's take Laura there. How you doing, Laura?
Good. How are you?
Doing very, very well. Sorry for the intense screw-ups trying to get you on the line, but now it's going to be worth it, isn't it, Laura?
Absolutely.
Thanks so much.
I'm sure glad we got the phone lines here now.
Talk to us.
I have 10 tattoos.
What are they of?
The little stupid things, because I wanted a tattoo and I went into a tattoo parlor and I couldn't make up my mind, so I just picked up something and everybody told me, "You're going to have it for the rest of your life. You better make sure." And out of 10 tattoos, two of them I like.
What are the two you like?
I have a lotus flower on my ankle and I have a rose on the side of my leg.
So the botany tattoo has worked out well for you. What are the eight that you don't like?
See,
I did that math right in my head.
I have a little heart with wings on my other ankle.
Okay.
I have a devil on one thigh, outer thigh, and a butterfly.
Does it say, like, hot stuff next to the devil?
No, it says nothing.
Okay.
But he's cute, but it's just, I got that when I was 20, and I'm not 20 anymore. My very first tattoo was a rose, which was in the typical spot for a girl to get a rose on her shoulder.
Uh-huh.
And my girlfriend had gone first. And she looked like she was in a lot of pain, so the big rose that I originally had picked out got shrunken down to a teeny little rose.
Uh-huh.
And I think I would like that a lot more if it was the big rose I originally picked.
Okay, now I think I'm not sure we're keeping track of these. We have five more that are unaccounted for, right?
I have a little tiny blue heart on right above my boob,
uh-huh.
which is stupid. I have
because you already have a heart. That's real,
yes,
underneath your boob.
Well, it's on the other side.
Okay, okay.
I have another tattoo I love. I forgot about it. It's on the back of my neck. It's two balloons.
Well, it's really easy to forget about one of the back
yeah,
of your neck. You never get to see it. How do you know?
Only when I get a haircut.
How do you know that it is two balloons? It doesn't just say, shut up, she thinks it's two balloons.
Kick
you just say that. And is that to symbolize being an airhead?
I have a Miera. my kids are yelling at me to turn up the radio, Mommy. Turn up the radio.
Well, you can't do that because there'll be an echo.
I know.
Type,
I know that.
On the podcast. Okay, we're down. We got two more now we got to hear about.
I have on my right arm, no, I'm sorry, my left upper arm, like where a guy would get a tattoo,
yeah.
My husband's initials and my daughter's initials.
Now, your husband and your daughter, are you still with your husband?
Absolutely, and with my daughter.
So you're happy with that one?
No, I just don't like
the tattoo. That wasn't on the list of ones you're happy with? You go through all that pain to honor them? How many kids do you have?
How much what?
How many
kids do I have? I have three kids.
You have three kids and one of them is tattooed in your arm?
Well, yeah, well, I got that a long time ago.
Okay, but the other two are going to kill you in your sleep.
No, the two balloons behind my neck are for my two oldest.
Okay.
And the baby's only two. I haven't gone back yet to get another. I want to put another balloon on.
Okay, so you're unhappy with some of your tattoos, and yet you're getting more. So you're not talking about, you know, you shouldn't get tattoos. You're just saying be a little careful. We still haven't covered all of them, have we?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have... Yeah, 6, 7, 8.
I think maybe
8.
You should strip down naked and get in front of a mirror and make sure you don't have something you've forgotten about.
I'm on the Taconic Parkway going upstate New York
okay.
right now. I'm right by the Tappan Zee Bridge. I don't think they would appreciate okay. that.
The good news is you have a mirror right there.
Yeah. I have...
Uh-oh, we've lost her. Lost her on the Tappan Zee Bridge.
she's gone. I think she was trying to take her shirt off, and there was a horrible accident.
Could have been.
Terrible
That's
thing.
Terrible.
But I like the idea, you know, she says she has a heart
right.
above her breast. I like the idea of the heart being near where the heart really is.
That's kind
of
cool.
Maybe you could do that with all your organs. Have a little liver over your little liver, little lung over your little lung, you know.
The one that I thought of
little
recently.
Little Isles of Langerham.
The one that I thought of recently that I like was a growth chart for your kids. Just tattoo it up your leg, up
what
the side
a
of your body.
Great idea.
And then just put your kid's date, you know, and this name, you know, Joey, you know, 12-4.
I might do that.
Isn't that a great idea?
Except that, you know, my kids will probably get taller than me.
Well, we'll just have to extend your head some.
Yeah,
the body modification.
Great, I might do that. I might do that.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, as Jack points out, at 6 years old, they'll arrest me. No, but I was just measuring my daughter for how tall she was on my leg. I was just, officer, her name is Crime Fighter. Yes, and maybe she'll help us bring you in. No, but see, I have the other lines for how tall the... Oh, another two counts. No, it's just really... come with us. You want to talk down? No, I just take them to... I guess you have to find a... That's very good point, Jack. Very good point. Let's take, what's that name say?
Tom.
You
want to talk to Tom?
Yeah.
Let's talk to Tom.
How you doing, Ben?
Doing very well, Tom. How are you doing?
Big fan of yours.
Thanks a lot, man. What's up?
I have a tattoo of Neil Peart on my left calf.
Yeah, who?
Neil Peart, the drummer from Rush.
Yeah. So you're a libertarian.
Yes, I have him on my left calf. I have a portrait of him holding drumsticks. I got that when I was passed out drunk. My buddy tattooed me.
Is it a good tattoo?
It's a decent tattoo, but with the tattoo sucks. I don't want him on my leg.
It would be really funny if he was out, if Neil was out doing it himself. Hey, this guy's drunk. I'm going to put another one on me.
I wouldn't mind that, though. I wouldn't mind that, then. But, I mean, I have 13 others assorted tattoos. I've got a big metal head, and I have, like, CFH, Pantera, and Skulls. And,
sure.
You know, so, yeah. But Neil Peart's going to be on my left calf. That's my life.
But do you? But you say it's a pretty decent tattoo. You were passed out drunk?
Yes. I was in the Navy, and I was in Iceland, and my buddy Ryan was in the Air Force. He did tattoos for me, and I, you know, at a party, I passed out. He got a tattoo kit out, and I woke up with a bad pain in my leg. I'm like, what the hell happened? And I saw myself in the mirror, and there was Neil Peart smiling with a drumstick.
I would say that's as close to a purely senseless crime as I've ever heard. Tattooing the drummer from Rush on people's calves while they're passed out. Oh, I think it gives you a great story, though, doesn't it?
It does give me a great story. Yeah, especially, great story. You know, especially when when girls come up to me and all that, they want to get, what is that? I'm like, well, that's Rush.
Now, do girls come up to you crawling on their hands and knees? is that how they come up to you? How do they see your calf first?
Well, I wear shorts all the time. Oh, okay. I like to show off my tattoos.
Sure.
And, so that's what happens, you know, okay. When girls come up to me like, wow, that's pretty impressive. I'm like, yeah, that's Neil Peart. Who's that?
Did you recognize Neil Peart right off the bat, like when you woke up?
I did. I'm a really big fan of his. So okay. I mentioned something about Neil Peart, and that's what happened, you know, and I'm unfortunate enough to have that done. But you know what? I come to grips with it, though, and that's about it. That's the only thing I can do.
Thank you so much, Tom. Thanks a lot. Yeah, let's talk to Sky.
We got to talk to Sky. This sounds like a good one.
Yeah. Hey, Sky.
Hey, Sky. How you doing, Ben? Yeah, the first one's about my uncle. He got drunk after he got out of a bad relationship, and he has woman hater tattooed across his chest. Yeah, I got a better one for you.
Wait a minute. Look, let's talk about this one for a second. Now, you know, woman haters is one of the early Stooge shorts, the Three Stooges shorts, and it's terrific. It's all done in verse, and it's great. So if your uncle needs an excuse, you just say, this is not that I'm a woman hater. It's a tribute to the three finest filmmakers of all time, Mo, Larry, and Curly.
On it.
But what's the other story?
He's a liar tattooed under it.
The other one's about my cousin in Ireland. He walked into a Chinese restaurant, got the symbol for cashews with prawns tattooed on his arm in Chinese letters.
is that his favorite dish?
No, he just wanted to do something different. Now he walks into other Chinese restaurants and asks the Chinese people what it says, and they laugh at him.
Because it probably says Yankee pig dog. They probably lied to him.
Probably says something a lot more X-rated.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was trying to think of something that wouldn't be. But I would think he would at least pick a good dish. They could say, what do you want? He could just point to his arm.
Hey, it might have been a good restaurant. I don't know.
Might be able to weasel a lot of meals out of this by going in and saying, you know, I got this great tattoo. It says Super Tiger. And show it to the Chinese guys, and they'd all laugh and buy your lunch. It's a scam.
Yeah, it's a scam. Thanks a lot, Sky. Thanks so much. Yeah, I think you could just put, like, I'm not a woman hater across your chest. Or I death to every woman hater you could put across.
That's
it.
Good, yeah.
Death to every right across woman hater would be very, very good. I just think that's going to hurt your sex life a lot, to take off your shirt and have woman hater written across your chest. We'll be back. This is Ben Gillette talking to you. 866-570-PEN-7366. Those are on the phone. Hang on. We're going to get to you. This is up at Gillette, 866-570-PEN-7366. PenRadio@gmail.com, PenRadio.com. Sitting with Michael Goodeau. We got so much of our homework done so early. We covered secondhand smoke. We covered the Flag Amendment. That now we can have a fun day talking about tattoos. And that's what we're doing. Let's talk to Mike, shall we?
Guy has a photograph.
What's up, Mike?
Oops, hold on.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing, Mike?
Pretty good.
What's up?
Actually, I just wanted to let you know, I actually have a tattoo of you on my lower back.
No, you don't.
Yes, actually, you and, both of you. It's from the cover of your DVD. I can't say the name of that show.
Oh, yeah, Bulls?
Yeah.
Hit?
Yeah,
you got exactly. That tattooed? Is it like full color or is it the black and white?
It's the black and white,
oh,
yeah.
Cool. And it's is it good work?
Yeah, it's really good. I got it because it kind of symbolized my movement towards libertarianism. So you kind of converted me watching your show.
Oh, cool,
so
cool. Can you take a picture of it and send it to us? Do you have email?
Yeah, certainly.
Send us a picture. We're dying to see it. That's great.
We'll put it up on the Pen Radio website.
And what other tattoos do you have?
I have so many. It's
how did you know you had more?
I used to think I was going to be a rock star, so I figured why not cover the whole body, but now it didn't really work out that way, so yeah.
What do you do for a living? What'd you end up with instead of rock star?
I actually own a print company.
Okay, that's cool. And what are the tattoos you got? Tell us a few of them.
Well, I've got every girl I've ever dated on my body at some point.
A picture of her? Or the
name? No, just their names and something that kind of meant what they were, like flowers or their favorite object, things like that.
Okay.
It was a crossword puzzle.
I would think if you had most of the girls tattoo what they meant to, it would be the exact same pornographic image every time. But that's not important, I guess. What else you got?
I've got my parents tattooed on me, my niece and nephew. I've got a snake that goes all the way around my left arm, all the way down to my hand. I've got an octopus on my other arm. I've got flames
you have,
on my...
You have a little cheat sheet right there in front of you there.
Yeah, I've got flames on my legs. It just kind of gets lost in itself, yeah.
Well, I'm very, very flattered. Thank you so much, Mike. And, Mike, send that stuff into us. You know, it's penradio@gmail.com. Send it to us and go right up on our website. We want to see your lower back.
All right, man.
Thanks so much, Mike. You know, just the other night, we're talking about tattoos, and Monday night at the Penn and Teller show, you know, we end with the bullet catch.
Yeah.
We got this guy on stage. We asked someone who knows guns. And we got this ex-Marine on stage, African-American man, really, really huge guy, one of those goatees that's all braided, that kind of guy. And after the show, he comes up. And on his right forearm, he has the Three of Clubs that he's drawn in ink. And the Three of Clubs is the Penn and Teller card. It's the card we use. We force a card. It's always the Three of Clubs. So he has this Three of Clubs in this ex-Marine's arm, and then he says, sign it underneath. And Teller has signed underneath the Three of Clubs. It says, sign on the other side, and I sign it. And he goes, I'm going to get this tattooed. He must have a Three of Clubs and our signatures tattooed in his arm. And Teller's signature is going to look great, but my signature is so sloppy, it's miserable. 866-570-PEN, that's 7366. We're talking about tattoos and piercing just for the fun of it. I guess let's talk to Shannon, shall we, Shannon?
Sure, there she is.
How you doing? How you doing, Shannon?
I'm doing good. Don't make fun of the Baltimore accent.
Okay, I won't. I won't, hon.
I know, it's
hon.
Bad, it's bad. But I had to call because I got a monkey on my back.
How big? It's a tattoo, I assume.
Yes, yeah. It is.
How big?
It's pretty big. It covers my shoulder. I didn't want it huge, you know, but something that you could see.
How big a monkey, hon?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a golden lion marmoset is what type it is. So it's just, you know, about the size of your hand. But,
and is it just the face of the monkey? Or is
no,
it the monkey?
He's sitting on a tree. So my mother, she's an artist, so she drew it up for me. And
I had it
slapped on there. And so I work in science, so I have all these... You know, like Chinese people walk around saying, oh, Shannon's got her monkey hanging out again. So one day I'll explain to them what it all means, you know.
And how long have you had it?
Probably about 10 years, I guess. And not tired of it yet.
But the most important question is, Shannon, what day of the week did you have the tattoo done?
What day of the week?
Because you know what we're hoping for.
I had it done on Monkey Monday. I don't know. I sit here and listen to the music, you know.
Well, thanks. Thanks so much.
Have a good one, guys.
And do you have any other tattoos besides the monkey?
No, I was only allowed to have one, but I do have a belly button, of course. Piercing.
Okay.
So that'll close up, you know, when I'm 80 and somebody at the nursing home has to clean it for me. You don't have to worry about that.
Thanks so much, Shannon. Thanks a lot.
We have a good Gmail. Here's another good suggestion someone has. Get your kid to stick their handprint on you. You know, put their hand in paint and stick it on your back and then tattoo around it.
That's a really nice idea. That's a really, you know, my friend, I shouldn't say this on the radio, who this friend is, but a friend of mine who's an idiot, that doesn't narrow it down at all, this was like this woman who called. He has his wife's name and his son's name on his arm, but not his daughter's name. Not his daughter's name at all. And I just think, you know, they're just going to murder you in your sleep for that. Let's talk. Let's take another call. Let's talk to Is that, what does that say?
Kim Chan?
No, this one here.
Oh, Melly.
Melly. Yes,
you
want to
talk to Melly?
Yeah, I want to talk to Melly.
Hi.
Okay.
How you doing, Melly?
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thanks. Can someone say about tattoos?
I got a tattoo when I was 18 years old. I went into the service, mm-hmm. and it was a fad, and everybody was doing it. I was really scared, but I didn't want to be the only one left out.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went, the guy said, where do you want it? I said, oh, I'm going to get it on my shoulder where I can't see it, because by the time I'm 30 and old, I might regret it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I was 30, I had it redone, and it had a little flower added to it. It was a butterfly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was the original picture?
The original was just a butterfly, and it was... The funny thing is, when I pointed to it, I said, I want that one because it was tiny. But when he retraced it on my back, it got bigger. I was like, oh, no. But like I said, I got it on my shoulder because I was like, if I have to look at it all the time, I might regret it. So
sure.
I don't never see it, you know.
Sure.
But then when I was 30, I was like, you know, let me add to it. And
that's
I got
really
a flower
nice.
So that the butterfly is actually landing on the flower now.
That's really nice. So the butterfly won't get tired just floating around your back all the time.
Right. Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for calling.
Thanks.
Let's take Ken. I want to talk to Ken.
Sure, why not?
Hey, Ken, what's up, man?
Hey, Ben, how are you?
Never better, boss. Never better.
Good,
what's
good.
Up?
Sorry I missed it last time I was out in Vegas, but I'll catch you next time.
Please do. Thanks.
Yeah, I grew up on Long Island in New York, and there was, you know, local two tattoo places, and the night before we graduated high school, me and my brother and a couple of guys went and got the same exact tattoo back in our Grateful Dead days with the skull with the snake going through the skull
sure,
head.
Sure.
And the guy that was doing the tattoo, there was a rival tattoo place. They were having a little war going on, and he was sitting at the chair by an open window with a shotgun between his legs while he was doing the tattoo. So
it wasn't the Hemingway Kurt Cobain tattoo parlor, was it?
No. But I have to tell you, it is the ugliest tattoo you ever saw in your life.
Well, he's probably a little nervous.
Where did you get it? What part of your body?
I have it on my right arm.
Uh-huh.
And he charged like $30, the color and everything. And it was definitely $20 worth. You know, it was it's horrible. And I'm older now.
Yeah,
I'm in the business world, and when I go into meetings and I have a short sleeve shirt on, and somebody sees the end of the snake's tail on there, they always ask to see what it is, and I'm embarrassed to show it, but I'm thinking about getting it covered. If I get it covered, it's going to extend over to my chest. That's how big this thing is.
Wow, I didn't know it was that big. And
it's horrible.
What happened to the paranoid tattoo artist?
Oh, they found him dead like 2 weeks later.
That's not funny.
Well, yeah, now, and he told me it was a money back guarantee for life, and now I can't go back there.
So a guy dies and you lose $30. That's
yeah,
why
right.
Life is unfair.
The next morning when my mother woke us up to go to graduation, I rolled over in bed and all she saw was this big bandage on my arm, and I have a twin brother. He rolled over. And she sees these two bandages. She starts crying hysterical. And my father said, you ruined the day for her. You ruined the day, you know?
Now, what is it? Is this an identical twin?
Yes.
So you have an identical twin brother, and you get the same tattoo?
Yes.
That's a way to really screw up
the police. And a couple of the guys who were with us, I see them. We play cards like every month or every other month. We all just laugh at each other when we see the tattoos. A couple of the guys modified theirs with some, you know, like five aces and a top hat and, you know.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But it's, you know, every time we just see each other, we just laugh because it was
so
a
So it ended up
thing.
Being a good thing, all things considered, right?
Yeah, because
sure.
We still laugh about it, you know?
Yeah, it's life and life only.
And you're pretty sure none of you are the guy that actually killed the tattoo artist.
No.
You all have alibis?
Do we all have alibis?
Yeah, for when the guy died.
Good.
Well, thanks a lot, Ken. Thanks a lot for calling, man. This is great. You know, I thought that this subject was going to suck. I really did. I didn't have much faith. You know, Jack said, oh, no, talk about the tattoo thing. Because, neither of us have them, so I don't know what we're going to have to say about it. But we have plenty to say about it. We're going to we got a lot of calls coming in, and the little descriptions that Happy Jack writes here sound really good. So we're going to get to I want to get to all of these if we can right after this. 866-570-PAN-7366. She has a monkey on her back. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette. Free FM, 866-570-PEN, that's 7366. You know, Goudeau, I'm talking to Michael Goudeau here, the juggler in Lance Burton Show, one of the writers for Bulls. Hitt and the man who sits across from me every day here. How pathetic. You've known me for quite a few years.
Many
years. So you know a lot of pathetic things about me, but how pathetic is it when you go on the radio and say you don't have a tattoo and don't really have a tattoo story, and people have to write in and tell you things about your own body?
It's a good thing you're not drinking, because you really have nothing left.
I was at the Harley 90th anniversary convention in Michigan with Bobcat Goldthwait and Julia Sweeney and a bunch of other people. I think Belzer was there. And I was doing this thing with Bobcat, and all these tattooers were there with the bikers and stuff. And the biker said, do you have a tattoo? And I said, no. And I said, well, I would like to get a tattoo, but I don't want it to last for too long. Can you give me a tattoo of blood? In other words, take the tattoo needles and just draw on me, but don't leave any mark permanently. So they gave me a tattoo of blood. Which was pretty cool because the tattoo ink acts as a lubricant and as a coagulant, and so when you get a tattoo without the ink, it hurts a lot more and bleeds a lot more. So I asked them where it hurt the most, and they told me, we could do on TV, of course. They told me the forearm when the muscle was tightened. So I tightened up my arm, stone cold sober, and let this guy take needles into me and just draw this little skull and crossbone on my arm, which all the bikers are standing around going, you know, this is awesome, and he's stone cold sober and everything, and, you know, this is hurting a lot more. And so I did that one. It was about the size of a half a dollar, and I got that one on my arm. And then I wrote up a thing in the New York Times about all the pain and none of the gain, about just deciding to do something and just having the tattoo hurt for the sake of hurting. And someone wrote in a letter to the New York Times that said, doesn't Penn Jillette think that our children have enough ways to hurt themselves? Doesn't he think he should introduce them to the wonderful world of S&M? And I wrote back, Yes. So then I decided for our book to get another tattoo of blood. But this time I realized my relationships with women lasted about 3 years. And also the tattoos on my arm had lasted about 3 years. So I went in to get another tattoo of blood. I had my buddy Tony Fitzpatrick from Chicago come in and do a huge heart right on my upper arm with the woman's name I was dating at the time. And it hurt like holy hell. I mean, it was just really painful on my arm. And then just about the time we were breaking up, that tattoo was just about gone. But you can see a little remnants of it there. Can't you? A little bit of white there. You can see.
Know which side
I don't know what side. And we went on Conan, and Teller did a tattoo on me of a card while Conan was picking the card. That was a revelation. Mm-hmm. He was there with a tattoo needle, and Conan and all the other people during the rehearsals. It was just really sick because Teller was there. You know, he just put on the gloves. We had a tattoo needle. Teller had no license, no nothing. And the thing that really freaked him out was Teller was nervous, so he was rehearsing in the dressing room on other parts of my body that wouldn't show. So for a while, I had just all these cuts all over me that had names in there. So that was my tattoo of blood, and the most wonderful thing is that Lou Reed wrote a song about it called Tattoo of Blood.
Nice.
That because Lou just thought it was a really cool thing. Anyway, let's take another call. We're at 866-570-PEN-7366. And let's talk to Beth. Should we talk to Beth?
Sure.
What's up, Beth?
Hi, how are you?
Never better, Beth. What's up?
Well, I have two stories. I've tried to get tattoos now twice, and I've been refused. Well, the first one I refused because my father took me when I was 16, mm-hmm. and he took me to a Vietnamese place that did not speak English, nor did they write English. And he thought that was a funny way to scare me away of getting tattoos.
Uh-huh. Boy, yeah. Your dad's a genius.
Yeah. It's some of those Navy guys have a weird sense of humor.
Yeah, that's great. What was the other story?
Well, it was when I was a couple of years ago when I turned 30. My girlfriends and I decided that we were in Miami, and how funny would it be if we all came home with tattoos, because four of our friends of the 10 don't have tattoos, and they thought if we got real drunk, we'd be okay with it.
Sure.
So, of course, we were okay with it, and we go into the only tattoo place in Miami that are all ex-policemen. Well, my husband's a criminal defense attorney, so I was going to put on my upper rear cops lie because that's what we have on our license plate. And, of course, as soon as I came in with our logo from our business, needless to say, with my rear sticking up in the middle of a tattooed parlor and four guys coming and screaming at me, how could I dare put cops lie on my body?
Do you have cops lie on your ass now?
No, I don't. Only on my license plate, and I don't think, after those two times, I don't think I'm going to be getting any tattoos.
Okay. Well, at least the license plate you can change. And,
right.
And, you know, and it's not necessarily a bad thing that cops lie. Everyone lies.
Everyone lies.
Absolutely.
But for some reason, cops really don't feel that because when they do lie that, you know, to make a case or whatever, that they should be called on it, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
And everyone lies doesn't fit on a license plate.
Exactly.
Everybody does, yeah.
Thanks. Thanks so much, Beth. Thanks a lot. We got to talk to, is it Kem Chan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Am I saying your name right, Kem Chan?
Yeah, that's right, actually.
Oh, cool.
First shot, not bad.
What's up?
How you doing? This is a tattoo that I put a lot of thought into. It took me years to design, but it's two executioner axes crossed with a spiked ball and chain in the middle, and a banner running across the whole thing that says, Darwin was right.
Wow.
I just thought you'd really get
that's
a kick
really,
out of that.
Really nice. That's really nice. That's great. And you designed it yourself?
I designed it myself, and the tattoo artist that did it liked it so much, took a picture of it and put it in his portfolio, and then I made him promise that he can't give it to anybody else because it's my design.
Oh, okay, but it's still in the portfolio. That's cool. And what part
as
of your body
far as
is it
I
on?
Know. I'm sorry?
What part of your body?
It's on my arm, my right shoulder.
Well, that's a great thing.
There.
That's a great thing. I mean, one of the most important ideas of human history. So that's a great thing. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Kem Chan. Stuart Wagner, our tattooed hippie biker redneck light man who toured with us for years, we did the bullet catch the first time in Connecticut, and there was another magician that was trying to take it from us and do it on TV before we get to do it, and we were pretty upset about that. So Stuart got a tattoo of me and Teller on his leg, and we have guns blowing out our brains, and it says the date, and then it says a profanity about the other magician. So it's pretty cool he has that on there. But Stuart had a lot of Penn and Teller stuff tattooing on. Want to take another one? Yeah, let's take Holly.
Want to talk to Holly?
Yeah, we'll talk to Holly. How you doing, Holly?
Hey.
What's up?
I have a whole bunch of tattoos, and, you know, I have everything from, you know, sort of traditional rockabilly tattoos to, you know, I have actually one tattooed on my privates, and that doesn't cause as much of a stir as the tattoo that I have that's on my arm, which has Hebrew writing on it.
Because for those who don't know, there's nothing more, you're not allowed even to be buried in a Jewish cemetery. It's very contrary.
Which is a bunch of bull, actually. My grandfather was in the Navy, and he had tattoos, and he's buried in a Jewish cemetery.
Okay, so that's not true. My information comes from Lenny Bruce, so...
I mean, most people think that, even a lot of Jews, and it's just sort of this whole idea of, like, sort of guilting you not into changing your body, but I love my tattoos, and I wouldn't give them up for anything.
Well, those rockabilly tattoos are so beautiful.
Oh, yeah, I have a tattoo done in rockabilly style of the number 42 in reference to Douglas Adams.
Sure. Oh, cool, of course. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, that's a good, you sound like you got everything happening. You just sound totally cool.
Yeah, I love them. I have the Rockettes tattooed on my arm in an armband. Some people have barbed wire. I have a chain of dancing girls.
Wow. You are just a genius. What else you got?
I have scarlet begonias. That's the tattoo on my private.
Uh-huh.
That most people, when they see it, are just phenomenal at the detail work, and that some guy sat there looking at that for 6.5 hours while he was doing it.
Believe me, I would look at that for 6.5 hours.
Yeah.
Do you have a digital camera? Send us
what?
A picture. Send us a picture.
I think there's pictures of it on a body modification website. There's the sweetest one. Finnish. Sorry, from Finland.
Well, cool.
I'll email the link to you guys.
Send the link to us. We want to see it. That sounds terrific. You just sound perfect. I'm going to hang up with you a little earlier than I would because there's a lot of static. But thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Holly. What do you want to do? We got probably one more left to do. I have no idea what this means. Let's go with Sean just to find out. The note next to you, Sean, gives us no information about what you're talking about. So we're buying a pig in a poke here. What's up, Sean?
Hello, it's me?
Yeah, it's you, Sean.
Hey, Penn, what's up, man? I love your show.
Oh, thanks so much, man. What are you talking about?
Dude, I got this tattoo on the inside of my bicep, and it's a tribal band, but I got it in this kid's bedroom, and we were taking bong hits watching Eddie Murphy Raw.
Yeah.
And laughing, so it's all shaky. I had to have it redone a couple of years later.
It was exactly what Jack wrote. So they were able to fix it, though?
Yeah, no, he made it look pretty good, the guy that fixed it up. It's still a little shaky, but, you know, there's only so much they can do.
Sure, and it also gives you a great story, which is the important thing about tattoos. Thanks a lot, John. Thank you so much. Oh, here's another one. Let's just talk to this one. Let's talk to Michael.
Sure.
Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hey, Penn. I actually, because I'm a fan of your guys, I got a tattoo with three clubs on my forearm.
On your forearm? Yeah, that's a good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where we had the fake tattoos of those there. That's terrific. Yeah. You know, the guy I talked about before, Stuart, and I also think Jonesy did this at one time, had a tattoo of a three of clubs palmed in their hand. So it looked like they were palming a card all the time. It was a great thing. But thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Michael. Let's talk to Angela.
Okay.
Hey, Angela. Yeah. What's up?
Hi. How y'all doing?
Doing very well, thanks.
My father, about 20 years ago, got a tattoo. He was apparently drunk on his forearm of my name, my full name, my sister's full name, my brother's full name, and all our birth dates. Uh-huh. The problem with it is all our names, first names, are spelled incorrectly, and our birth dates are all messed up.
But, I mean, your name is Angela.
Yeah, and they spelled my first name wrong. I don't know who did it.
How do you screw up Angela?
I have no idea, but they spelled it A-N-J-E-L-I-A.
A-N-J-E-L-I-A?
They spelled my brother's, which is my father's last name as well, spelled his last name wrong. And my brother's first name is Richard, but spelled his last name wrong. It spelled my sister's Mary Jo, that's her name, spelled her first name wrong.
Spelled Mary?
Mary? It was Mary Jo, and they put M-A-R-I-E-J-O, like M-A-R-Y.
Marie Jo.
Wow. And, okay, is there one left for him to do wrong?
And they didn't do anything right, even our birth dates. All our birth dates, it's the month, day, and then year underneath our names, and all the birth dates, all wrong.
No, I mean the tattoo artist is wrong, but isn't your father also fairly culpable on this?
Well, I would figure, you know, he said he was drunk and he thought it was right. He had he had every in the book. He got the dates wrong himself, and he could have told him wrong and this and that. But here's the thing: this is like 20, 25 years ago. He's never fixed it.
Thanks so much, Angela. We're ending the show right now. I took you right to the end. So that's the show that we get punished for being ahead of everybody, the tattoo show. We'll talk to you tomorrow here on Penn Jillette Show on Free FM.
Check out Penn Jillette weekdays from 2 to 3 on Free FM.